Good morning, America!
Hello, que lo que mi gente.
Episode 4 of the rundown.
Episode 4.
We're back for another week, another episode, another great, you know, great content, amazing content to
great
provide.
Great energy for you.
Great energy to provide to your ears. How was your week?
Listen, I feel like I've been on my deathbed the whole week. Like,
you've been sick since the last time we met.
Yeah, I've been so sick, but my energy is still, like, high as hell, so it's all good. I'm feeling better today. After the day we had, I definitely feel better.
We're going to get into that about the day that we did have today. Like, honestly.
The day we just had, we literally just touched down, and it's about to be 8 p.m., and we met up at 11 in the morning.
We met up at 11 in the morning to record. 11 in the morning to record, and we're getting to record right now. 8 p.m.
But we're here to give you the content, so it's all good. It don't even matter what happens.
I had a crazy week. It was a good week for work. I went to, like, this conference for my job.
Ooh.
And it was full of, like, CEOs and executives from, all types of media companies. So that was cool because I was able to network and just, you know, see, like, this, like, important people in action and how they, like,
that's
communicate with each other.
That's what's up.
You know, networking and securing these bags because...
No, for real.
You have
get to the bag.
You have to secure the bag. Like, the bag is the most important thing. The
to
bag.
Secure the bag.
So, moving on to today.
Okay.
My car...
Ay, Dios. Te cuento.
No, my car was in need of some help, so... I needed to go pick up my car. I'm trying to, like, not give too much detail because I'm, like, embarrassed. I needed to go pick up my car, and I needed to go to the DMV to go get some paperwork and things like that in order to pick up my car. So you already know what type of pickup I'm talking about.
Right.
So I text
mind you, I'm in class.
No, she's in class. So I text Joe. I'm like, listen, I need your help because I need someone to take me to the DMV because I don't have a car. And, like, if I base all my movements and transportation of Ubers, I'm going to legit waste all my money. Which now, like, thank God you were there for me because if I was going to use Ubers, you see all that driving?
Yeah.
I would have wasted, like, $300 in Uber.
Yeah, $300.
Honestly.
And that's not even a stretch.
Let me take my shoes off because...
Get comfortable, boo.
Okay.
Get comfortable.
So, yeah, I would have wasted $300, like, not even funny.
And you wouldn't even be able to have the money to take your car out, if anything.
Exactly.
So that was a dub. So when he told me that, I was like, all right, no problem. And I was trying to leave class early, too. So
You was already out the door. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah. He literally told me, I was like, best, say less. And I was on my way to get my friend. And we did what we had to do.
So we went to the DMV. We were there for almost like 4 hours.
We were online standing up outside under the rain for a good like hour and a half, I want to say.
Like under the rain.
Yeah, under
outside,
the rain.
Because
outside.
They don't give a fuck about humanity.
Hablando mierda.
They don't give a fuck about humanity. So we're there. Then we go inside for our waiting area. And before we go to where we have to go, we have to wait like almost another hour.
Yeah. So we basically, we were like in 3 waiting areas before we actually made it to where we wanted to go. So it was basically like an hour in each area.
For disappointing information.
Yeah. Because we didn't even do what we had to do that day.
We went to the DMV for a sole purpose and we left with nothing. Basically.
Yeah. So it was a waste of the day. Not really, but
able to finesse my car.
We got it.
Yeah, we went. We got the car. We were in traffic for like almost an hour. But we went. We got the car. And then we drove it. And now we're here. We're recording.
Yeah.
Because we have a commitment to provide great content
to you. So we're here. And we're going to go through the first hot topic. And it's pretty much Britney Spears enters mental health facility.
Okay. I've heard about this all week and I have so many thoughts.
Before I even talk about like her, like what her actual issue was, before I even read the article, I just want to point out how her mental health has been like a catch line for these media platforms. Like, I feel like that's what they use, like the tabloids use to get everybody to like, you know, to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
Because her mental health has been, like, a topic of conversation since 2007, I want to say.
So yeah, because that's when she went all crazy.
Yeah,
and
but, like...
she, like...
You like, know that the reason why she did all that, that she shaved her head and everything, was because her husband or her baby father, whoever it was, they were basically trying to take her kids away from her.
So, and, like, she had a reason to.
Yeah, but, like, the reason why she shaved her head is because they were going to drug test her. And they were going to take hair samples. They were going to drug test her on weed. And they were going to take hair samples. So she just shaved her head off for her kids. But obviously, the media's not going to tell you that. They just made her seem like this crazy person. Obviously, I will have a breakdown, too. A mental breakdown. If you're trying to take my kids, I will definitely have a mental breakdown. But that's the reason why she shaved her head. Wow, and everybody...
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, nobody knows that because they made her seem like a crackhead. Yeah. So the article says, shortly after Britney Spears wrote on Instagram that she needed to take a little me time, quote unquote, the singer's first social media post in nearly 3 months, news emerged that Spears recently entered a mental health facility. According to the report, first reported by TMZ and confirmed by Variety, the continued health problems faced by her father, Jamie Spears, has taken its toll on Britney, who was suffering from emotional distress. Cualquiera, hasta yo también.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I love my father and my father is sick and on his deathbed, of course.
Yeah, and if I'm Britney Spears and I'm always, like, in the public, in the eye of the public, I would definitely do the same thing.
And I feel like celebrities are just more prone to, like, mental health illness than, like, normal people.
Yes, exactly. But obviously, they're just gonna... The headline reads, Britney Spears enters the mental health facility. Automatically making her seem like she's crazy.
Yeah,
so the singer is in emotional distress by Father Jamie Spears' continued health problems after rupturing colon.
Wow. Honestly, I didn't even know that she was, like, connected. Like, I really don't know a lot about Britney Spears. Like, I know she has a sister, which was the girl from Zoe 101.
Yeah.
But, like, I really didn't know that, like, you know, her father was alive or, like, that she was connected to him in any way or close to him.
Well, in our generation, she's not really, like, in this era, she's not really as popular.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't really know about her. Plus, she has kids, so she's doing her own thing.
Yeah.
So in January, Spears postponed her Las Vegas residency following her father's life-threatening ordeal. The singer revealed in a statement that 2 months earlier, Jamie's colon spontaneously ruptured, resulting in emergency surgery and a 28-day hospital stay. That's serious stuff
right there. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's serious stuff right there. It's important to always put your family first, and that's the decision I had to make, Spears said at the time. A couple of months ago, my father was hospitalized and almost died. We're all so grateful that he came out of it alive, but he still has a long road ahead of him. I had to make the difficult decision to put my full focus and energy on my family at this time. However, a source told People Wednesday, her dad being sick has taken a toll on her. He nearly died and actually had another surgery a few weeks ago. He's not doing well. They're so close and it has been a lot. There's nothing dramatic going on with her. Emphasis. That should have been the emphasis on the headline.
There's nothing dramatic going on with her.
She just realized she needs to make sure to take time to care for herself. Representatives did not respond to Rolling Stone's request for comment. TMZ added that Spears checked herself into the unnamed facility about a week ago and will spend 30 days there. I hope she really uses that time.
Okay, so
and thoughts. I applaud her.
So this is my thing. I applaud her too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you know,
she recognized,
when you know what type of person you are, definitely take all the measures and anything you need to do in order to make sure that you are okay.
I
applaud.
Especially
you.
If you have kids, of course.
At the same time, it's like, do you have to check yourself into a facility, or could you have, like, hired a group or a team to help you at your own home? That's so true. Because you have kids, you have your
that was a little dramatic.
You have your
that
father. Was a dramatic. You have your father that is in the hospital. You have your kids that you're taking care of. I'm sure you have family members that are just lingering around. So now you're just gonna check yourself into a facility for 30 days.
Into a mental
days?
Facility. That's gonna keep. Isn't that gonna keep her away from her family?
Is it one of those facilities that you get to leave and come, like, as you go? Is it a thing that she goes for the afternoon? Like, what is it?
Yeah, they said unnamed facility. We need more details.
Like,
because we need to know what's going on.
What does checking into unnamed facility mean?
Yeah. Because cuando esto viene a ver, like, maybe this should, like, trigger, like, her depression. Like, the situation probably just triggered all these emotional distress for her. Because that was the reason, emotional distress.
I'm gonna need you to, like, put some chapstick on because, like... You have this white line.
What is that lip gloss? Yo, it was the lip gloss that I put online while we were in the DMV.
Like,
I'm cracking up.
That shit is dried the fuck up. Like, girl, breathe. Oh my god, moving on. Moving on from
Britney. I can't move on until I wipe this shit off now. I'm cracking up. Okay. So, That was that on Britney Spears.
Hope we wishing her
a speedy recovery.
A speedy recovery. And take care of your shit. And we're wishing her father a speedy recovery too. Hopefully everything's good with him.
Yeah.
Sending all rundown love to them.
Okay, so the next hot topic that I chose to speak about today, and I purposely saved this article when I read it for the podcast.
Go ahead.
So Omari Hardwick draws backlash for kissing Beyonce at the NAACP Image Awards.
First of all, okay. Finish.
Let's read the article first. Let's see what they had to say.
Finish, because honestly, kissing Beyonce at the NAACP...
Do you see the video? You've seen the video,
I
right?
didn't see... I haven't
okay,
seen the video.
Okay, let me read the article first, okay. And then I'm gonna show you the fucking video.
Okay,
So, Omari Hardwick, which is the star for the
famous... The show Power.
Yeah, everybody knows who this man is.
He's also an alpha man.
Oh, he is?
Yes, girl.
Good for him. Okay, so he fell out of the Beehive's good graces thanks to an awkward embrace with Beyonce at Saturday's NAACP Image Awards. While greeting her, the Power star went in for two kisses. Not one, fellas. Two. Including one near the mouth. Beyonce looked at least slightly uncomfortable afterward. Hardwick was attacked by Beyonce's loyal subjects and fair-weather fans, just wondering what he was thinking at this moment. So, should I read the tweets?
Well, people were just probably coming
yeah,
so crazy.
They was coming so crazy. Somebody said, second kiss was unnecessary and uncomfortable. Don't do that again. We women so often get touched, kissed, groped, and poked in instances exactly like this. At an event, at work, etc.
I need to see the video.
We don't like it. It's time to no longer let these moments of discomfort slide. She definitely looked uncomfortable. So let me show you.
I just need to see the video because I just need to, like, play it. Just play it. Because I just need to, like... I need to see.
That's literally what made it like a thing because of her reaction.
Okay, JC is right next to her.
Yes, let me put a. Let me put a full screen for you.
Ooh, what is going on right now?
Okay.
So JC is right next to her. Mm-hmm. The girl from Power is there. Mm-hmm. He goes one. Okay.
You peeped?
Wait, no. Go back. Go back. Okay. Go back.
Espérate.
Go back. I don't think... Okay, now you see the media is so extra.
No. When I first seen it, I had to watch it a second time to really see what was going on. Because he was trying to be slick with it.
Let's see.
He was trying to be slick with it.
Okay, so he goes.
He says hi to JC first. Yeah.
He says hi to JC first.
Everybody, you know, around the crowd.
Yeah, everybody's fangirling the JCs.
The Carters.
The Carters. I call them the JCs. The Carters. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he looked good too.
Yeah, like, of course.
They look great.
Okay, is this even the video?
Okay, yeah, it is.
Okay.
But everybody was just capturing the moment. Like, okay. They were just recording the whole thing. And she sits down. He takes a picture with Jay-Z.
Okay, he goes.
He goes one, in on the cheek. Really tight two. Hug.
No, I, no, no, no.
Now you see it?
No, I rest my case. I don't think he did that on purpose. I think he went like, mwah. Oh my God, Beyonce. But like, I think he
was complimenting her and he was showing her hella love because she says thank you.
I feel like
I think he went in again, and when he went, it was like really close to the mouth.
It was really close to his mouth, but I don't think it was his intention to kiss her.
No, it was definitely not his intention, but obviously the Beehive is very territorial and protective over Beyonce.
Okay, so what?
And when they seen that, even like, not for nothing, but like, I feel like our generation tends to be a little bit too soft. And, like, they automatically...
And too sensitive.
Too sensitive. That's what I meant to say. And they automatically just related it to, like, harassment and all this shit.
Yeah, like...
I definitely know for a fact that he didn't mean to harass her like that. But why do you have to go on for a second kiss? Like, the first kiss was okay.
I feel like a lot of people do that. When you haven't seen someone for a very long time, you kiss them first, you hug them, and then you kiss them again. Like, I feel like that's normal to do. Looking at the video, I don't think that he did it on purpose.
No, he didn't.
I don't think that... he was purposely, like, you know, like, trying to make out with her. No. After, because I feel like he has a lot of respect for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He
literally took a picture with him.
He first said hi to Jay-Z, then took a picture with Jay-Z. So I feel as though, like, you know, like, let me pay my respects to this man first before I even approach his wife. Yeah. And then, like, now this video and this kiss is taking out of context.
It was literally because of her reaction, because she looked very uncomfortable.
Justice for Omari.
Yeah.
Justice for him, because yeah, honestly,
it was literally because she looked uncomfortable. And what's funny about it, I don't think she peeped the kiss, but, like, the other, what's her name? The other actress for...
Her name is Norma.
Something. But basically, his wife in the show, she was right next to them. And she turns around and she looks at the camera. And after that happened, I don't know what it was.
But she didn't but even she see was it like, happen.
She said, oops. But she didn't see it happen. So, I don't know.
I don't know. There's There was a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely a lot. But she looked great. And she ended up taking Entertainer of the Year.
Of course.
And Jay-Z... He won, he made a beautiful speech when he received his award. He won the President's Award, and he used his acceptance speech to share his admiration for the woman in his life.
President for what?
President's Award.
But, like, is he the president or something, or is just, like...
Girl, I don't know. Oh, that's a good question.
That's a weird award.
Is that award in, like, the TV?
Like, president... The NAACP's?
The Image Awards.
Are they... I think they're televised. I don't even know. But a lot of people go.
Yeah.
It's usually, like, a big award. Like, it's... Yeah. The Image Awards are usually bigger. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, justice for Omari. Omari, I'm on your side. I don't think you try to kiss her. I'm on your side.
And congrats to Beyonce and for taking Entertainer.
And the Beehive needs to chill.
Let me
not even talk too much because they'll cancel this podcast.
Yeah.
They'll literally cancel this podcast. Well, moving on. This story, oh my God. Like, this story has been the story of the day yesterday. And, like, I can't even believe it. So, you know who Jeff Bezos is?
No, I was just going to ask you who these people are. Okay, so
Jeff Bezos is the owner of Amazon. He's the owner of Amazon.
Yes.
So Jeff Bezos finally divorced from Mackenzie Bezos. Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos have finally finalized their divorce. The Amazon CEO and his wife of 25 years, who first announced their split in January, took to social media to share their relationship update on Thursday. He goes, "Grateful to have finished the process of dissolving my marriage with Jeff." Well, Mackenzie said this, "with support from each other and everyone who reached out to us in kindness, and looking forward to the next phase of as co-parents and friends." Mackenzie wrote on Twitter, happy to be given all my interest in the Washington Post and Blue Origin and 75% of our Amazon stock plus voting control of my shares to support his continued contributions with the teams of these incredible companies. Excited about my own plans, grateful for the past as I look forward to what comes next.
Wait, what did she do?
Okay, so Jeff, so Amazon, they also own the Washington Post. So it's like...
So she's talking about everything that she got from the divorce.
She's talking about... Okay, so when they first got married, they didn't have anything. He built Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, with her
from
help.
From scratch.
With her help.
Yeah.
So... After building Amazon and all of these things, they also bought the Washington Post and Blue Origin, which are two companies. The Washington Post is a huge, respected, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Washington Post.
Yeah, like, journal. And Blue Origin is a company that they owned. So...
Just remind us again of why they got divorced to begin with, because this was, like, a big thing.
No, it's, like, a huge thing. It's just, like... There was infidelity.
No, he cheated. He got caught sending, like, nudes to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason why it went, like, it was so controversial is because of... She became the second, like...
So, that's what I'm getting to. Yeah. So, like, so she gave up the interest of, like, the ownership of the Washington Post. She owns nothing of the Washington Post. Blue Origin doesn't own anything. And legally... She was supposed to get 50% of the company because they didn't have a prenup. And she was supposed to get 50% of the company legally. She could have fought for 50% of Amazon. Amazon is worth almost like $130 billion. And she was legally supposed to get 50%. But she gave him 75% and stayed with the rest.
With 25%. And that's not including the Washington Post and the Blue Origin.
And Blue Origin. Not only that, not only did she give up 75%, she also gave up all voting rights to the percentage that she stayed with. So she doesn't have any board seats or anything. She gave all of that up because I feel as though she didn't have no interest in Amazon or being involved in Amazon. She's just like, at the end of the day, I still need money, so I'm going to take 25% of the company, which 25% of the company was a lot. Yeah. It was like almost $34 billion that she walked away with.
Oh my goodness.
So Jeff also posted a statement about the divorce on Twitter Thursday, writing, "I'm so grateful to all my friends and family for reaching out with encouragement and love. It means more than you know. Mackenzie, most of all, I'm grateful for her support and for her kindness in this process, and I'm very much looking forward to our new relationship as friends and co-parents. In all our work together, Mackenzie's abilities have been on full display," he continued. She has been an extraordinary partner, ally, and mother. She is resourceful, brilliant, and loving, and as our futures unroll, I know I will always be learning from her." Back in January, Jeff took to social media to share a joint statement from the couple, explaining that they're going their separate ways. "We want to make people aware of a development in our lives," the statement began. "As our family and close friends know, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, we have decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends." Shortly after this split announcement was made, reports started to surface about Jeff and his alleged relationship with former Good Day LA co-host Lauren Chances. E! News has reached out to Jeff and Mackenzie's attorneys for additional comments, but they have not yet commented.
So pretty much the marriage was dead.
The marriage was dead, and I think that they were... I really applaud them for how they went about this divorce. Yeah. It was quick.
Because I could have been petty, and I could have kept the whole company.
Yeah, but it was quick. It was short.
It wasn't messy.
She wasn't really for the money, because if she was really for the money, she would have really fought for 50% of all the company. But she was just like, you know what? Take the 75 and all the voting rights. I want nothing to do with Amazon. Just give me 25% of the company. And she's walking away, and he's walking away, and they're going to co-parent, and they're going to be friends. And she walked away with $34 billion, making her the fourth most richest woman in the world.
I think that's my favorite part of the story here.
She went from not being on the bracket to being the fourth most richest woman in a matter of hours.
Wow. I hope she invests that money into her own business.
Yeah, I know she's going to start philanthropies, charities. She's probably going to invest. She's not stupid. And $34 billion, you just don't run through that. And she's going to have the time to use that money.
She's
set for life. And he was the number one richest person in the world. And he's still the number one richest person in the world after giving the $34 billion. He's still taking that bracket.
Wow.
So I think, I mean, it's crazy. I think that this is a divorce that a lot of celebrities need to, like,
look at. As an example.
And I really applaud them. And I really wish for their happiness. And I focus on their kids. And, yeah, you know, like...
And their careers and the businesses.
Yeah, like, just move on. Like, honestly. Yeah. Just how I'm moving on from the story myself.
That's right. Moving on.
Moving on to the next story. So, this story, like, I put it in because it's, like, I just need to talk about it. Dealing with allegations of inappropriate contact against Joe Biden. Biden, which is our former vice president.
That's still my vice president.
No, that's still my vice president. I met him. You know that, right?
You did?
I met him, yeah.
Where?
I met him at an event. He was campaigning for one of the congresswomen that I was interning for back in the fall. I was interning for Mikey Sherrill. She got elected as a congresswoman, and he was campaigning for her, and he came to Montclair State. They had, like, this rally, and he came, and he was talking to her, and he gave me his hand, and I shook his hand, and he was great.
Wow! He was great.
So yesterday, Joe Biden said he'll be more mindful about interactions and personal space going forward after multiple women in the last week said that he inappropriately touched them. In a one-minute video, the former VP did not explicitly apologize, which I don't think he had to, but said social norms have begun to change and that he would adjust his behavior to meet them. Biden, who said to be eyeing a presidential run, has come under fire for various fronts. Backers of Donald Trump attempted to ignore the president's many allegations in order to brand Biden as creepy. Okay, so this is my issue. And I agree with Joe. He comes from a different era. He comes from a different time where, like, men were used to handling women in a different way. You know what I'm saying? He has a wife. He's never been accused of anything.
Not as crazy as Donald Trump's accusations.
Not as crazy as Donald Trump's, the president of the United States accusations.
For sure.
Like, I hate the fact that we're over here coming crazy at Joe Biden, but the president of the United States has constant accusations about the way he handles women and his just like the way he just like demeans women, but yet we're not talking about that. That's not in the headline.
Do you know that? Do you see what Trump tweeted?
What did he tweet?
He tweeted a video of Joe Biden and his apology. That's why when I read the headline just now, I was like, oh my God. Because Trump, I think this was like either yesterday or today, but he pretty much tweeted the video. And it was kind of, in a sense, he tweeted it to, like, mock him.
But my whole thing is, like, Trump, like, you're, like, you know, like, what, like, the cow talking about Kurt.
Like, yeah, you know, like, don't be the hypocrite.
Don't be a hypocrite because, honey, like, you know, we know you've been around.
Yeah.
In a very promiscuous.
What did he say? He says, welcome back, Joe.
Like, mocking him.
Whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I try to show I care
Okay, that's just creepy and like.
Yeah, I don't understand what was the purpose of that.
I just
think. But there was somebody like under them, like. He basically like tweeted that video as a way to mock him, but everybody was coming at Donald Trump in the comments because, and like putting all the interviews.
Donald Trump could tweet literally like good morning, everybody would be like fuck.
No, but they were throwing it in his face like you a fucking hypocrite.
No, literally. But my whole thing is like Joe, like I'm on your side with this one. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm on his side. I think that he said what he had to say. He said, listen, like I made a mistake. I'm used to you know just. Mannerism. These are my mannerism. This is how I've always been. If it's a problem, I apologize, and I, you know.
But his intention was not to come off like that.
I realize that it's a problem, and I will change the way that I, you know, interact with women moving forward. And I think that that was very professional, and he's still my vice president. And I have nothing else to talk about this.
Next,
and a great segue into fucking Donald Trump. Trump walks back. Threat to close U.S. border, giving Mexico a one-year warning. So this is something that, you know, we were speaking about this when we were writing the script, and I was like, you said that we need to speak about this, and I think that, you know, like, I agree. So President Trump is backing down from his threat to shut down the U.S. southern border as soon as this week. Trump had issued the warning in a bid to curtail surging border crossings from asylum seekers from Central America. Instead, he is now giving Mexico a one-year warning to address his concerns about his handling of immigrants traveling through the country on the way to the United States. He also demanded that Mexico tamp down on the flow of drugs. If the Mexican government doesn't respond in a manner acceptable to Trump within 12 months, he says he will take action. Mexico understands that we're going to close the border or I'm going to tariff the car. One or the other, Trump said. He said he will most likely start off with the auto tariffs, saying that would be a very powerful incentive. Trump's warning about shutting down the border had been met with intense resistance from Republicans and some business groups who warned there will be severe economic consequences. While Trump has walked back his plan to close the border, Democrats in the House of Representatives are moving against another immigration policy put forward by him. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, has announced the House will sue to block Trump's decision to declare a national emergency to construct a wall on the southern border. The president's sham emergency declaration and unlawful transfers of funds have undermined our democracy, contravening the vote of the bipartisan Congress, the will of the American people, and the letter of the Constitution, said by Pelosi herself. In a written statement, the Trump administration has argued that the situation at the border is a crisis and that the president is acting within his legal authority. So this is my like what I'm like so mad about when it comes to all of this. So
explain to you.
So one, saying that you're going to close the border and you're going to close all ties to like Southern American border, like.
That's a tantrum. That sounds like a tantrum.
That's a lot, and that's gonna affect the economy, like the Republican said, because all trades, all type of American, Southern American trades, and anything that we get from Southern America was gonna cut. You know what I'm saying? We were gonna cut ties with that. So that was gonna impact the economy huge. And I think that as a president, for you to make like some type of, like...
That's literally because he doesn't have the money to build a wall.
And my whole thing is, like, I hate that he pokes. Like, if you don't let me build this wall, I'm going to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that. Like, I feel like that's so childish. That's not how a president should act. Yeah. And I think that he needs to start acting mature. And, like, he's the president of the United States and not the president of the student council of my high school. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... Can you act grown?
Can you know the etiquette of how to run the country?
Can you grow
That's
up?
That's the question. Can you grow up?
Can you grow up and not,
grown
you know...
Grown man.
And not, like, demand that whatever it is that you want, like, excuse me?
I'm still not over how long, like, he shut down the government. Like, he's still going at it. Like, if you shut
it's
down
like,
the
it's
government
like one
for
thing
this
after
long,
another, one thing after another, just because you're not getting what you want.
Yeah.
If you feel like border security is really, really important, that things need to get very, like, heavily, like, enforced over there, then how about you send more troops down there instead of having to build a wall that is going to cost money that we don't have? Money that could be allocated
money
elsewhere.
That we don't have.
Money that could be allocated elsewhere.
The Flint issue.
Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. Oh, take it away.
Okay, so we're going to do a little pop culture recap, and it's basically just talking about, you know, a recap of what happened in the celebrity world.
Yeah, we're not going to go too much into depth, like, we go with our, you know, with our stories.
Yeah.
But this is just, like, a couple things that we think, that we thought, like, you needed to know because, like, oh my God.
Yeah. So the first, oh my God, is Amber Rose announces pregnancy with her boyfriend, A.E.
And I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, congratulations to Amber Rose. For her, like, new baby boy on the way.
I'm really happy for her because I feel like she's been through a lot, and I feel like she's been through, like, a roller coaster of just relationships and career
too. I think so too, but I feel like she handles herself very well.
Me too.
I feel like she's a boss ass bitch.
And I she's been a mother before, but I forgot how she is as a mother, so I'm, like, excited to see her as a mother again.
Yeah, me too. And I feel like her and Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa do a great job at co-parenting.
I like it.
Yeah. So the next one, prosecutors. This is, like, a throwback to, like, what we spoke about with the whole college...
With the whole college gate, college admission scandal.
So prosecutors reportedly plan to give Aunt Becky and Felicity Huffman plea deals with prison time. Each could face up to 5 years in prison.
This is crazy.
Do you think they're actually going to go to prison?
The way it is, the way shit is right now, like, any celebrity could go to prison. And, like, this is crazy.
Because even apparently...
I like how they said Aunt Becky.
Right.
Aunt Becky of it all.
But you know what's crazy? Like, apparently, like, admissions have dropped in Ivy League schools because of this whole issue.
Because
so parents, they're affecting a whole business now.
No, of course. And also, like, a business that's a scam. Like, college is a scam.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about the college scam.
They scammed a scam.
Yeah. So it's like, first of all, oh my God, you know, these two people got caught scamming a university. Whoop-de-doo. University scam us students every fucking day.
Yeah, so my question is, are they actually going to face up the, like, are they actually, if they're going to just do probation time, or if they're actually going to do the 5 years in prison?
Honestly, like I said the last time we talked about this story, I think that they should both be mandated to implement scholarships for people that, you know, that need to go to college.
That don't have the privilege that they
have.
That
don't have the privilege that they have. And I think they should do some community service. I think that they should do some, like, you know, some probation, but nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Like, nothing crazy. Like, let's move on.
Yeah, because it's done and over with. Like, this is not the first instance this happens.
And, like, oh my God, did you hear about Dr. Dre?
No, what happened?
So, like, Dr. Dre, oh my God.
Oh my
Dr.
God.
Dr. Dre posted a picture of, like, his daughter getting accepted to, like, UCLA or something. And he was, like, or some other college. I forgot what it was. It was an Ivy League. Hold on. Okay, sorry, like, the food came. We ordered food.
It was a necessary intermission.
It was a necessary intermission. We ordered food, and the delivery boy was outside in the rain waiting for us. I apologize.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. So, Dr. Dre posted a picture
of his daughter getting
saying, like, oh, my God, congratulations to my daughter. She did it the right way. Like, she did it by herself.
Yes!
But then comes to find out that he... he like donated like the whole musical like wing, like he like built it and donated to the school that she went to. So did she get in the right way, or did you do it the right way where you didn't get caught because you donated a building?
Wow, that's the tea.
Like, don't be trying to be don't be shady, trying to throw shade to Aunt Becky and Felicity. Don't do that, and then try to make it seem like your daughter got in by her own merit. When you donated a building.
You still give her the advantage.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
Okay, so
this one, like, creeped me out. So Jennifer Lopez reveals that she slept in Selena Quintanilla's... I said that so English. In Selena Quintanilla's bed while preparing for her iconic role. So we all know Jennifer Lopez did the iconic role that... I think it put her on the map.
Because I remember when I was little and I watched that movie for the first... Mind you,
I thought it was Selena herself.
Like, let's start with End of the story.
So the fact that she says that she slept in her actual bed in order to prepare for the film, like, that's crazy. And also she moved in with Selena's sister for like 3 months.
I know, I did hear that she was very involved with the family. Like, she literally...
She was very invested into everything.
I feel like this was her best, like, her first big time, like, role like that. So she did it the right way. The other day, actually, I watched a documentary, and we all know Jim Carrey. The phenomenal Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And there was a documentary where he, there was a movie that he did for another, like, famous comedian. I can't remember his name right now. But basically, the documentary just, like, covered how invested he got into the role to the point where he, like... I'm gonna look up the But basically, what it was that he played 3 different roles within the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And on set, he forgot that he was Jim Carrey. He was not Jim Carrey on set. Like, whenever he pulled up to film, like, whatever scene, he was the actor himself that already had passed away. He completely embodied this person.
Wow.
To the point where he was the person, and, like, even his family, the actor's family, came to speak to him just to have closure on his death because of how much he, like, immersed himself in that role.
Wow.
So, if anything, I would be weirded out at that.
That's a lot.
Because he completely threw his individual persona and his identity out the window.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Like, that's a lot.
And there's actors that actually, like, there's actors that have to go to therapy.
I know.
Because they get so invested in the role and becoming that person that their identity is at stake.
There was this Broadway show called Dear Evan Hansen. It's like a Broadway show. Like, I think it's about suicide. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know what it's about. But the story was written and created by this actor. And he was also starring the main character who was going through a suicide, I think. But he did the character so many days, you know, Broadway. Broadway is live. Yeah. Broadway is every night. Broadway is like the show runs almost like 3 times in one night. So he did it where it got to the point that he was getting depressed himself too. He was starting to become the character. So he needed to stop doing it.
Wow. This is not the first time.
And they needed to cast.
Perfect example, Heath Ledger.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Heath Ledger, he's the person that, he was the Joker for The Dark Knight.
Oh my God, yes. I heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, he killed that role.
I heard.
He's one of the best Jokers I have ever seen.
Or the role killed him.
Well, yeah. But he definitely did what he did. But it just goes to show how it's such like a challenging craft to be part of. But if you're really good at it, then, like, I guess, like, you have to sleep in somebody's bed to really get into the role.
That's crazy.
So, shout out to her. She did her shit.
So, we're not doing any show recaps because we're not caught up. We need to catch up on Love & Hip Hop. I need to catch up on the season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians because you watched it.
Uh-huh.
And we need to catch up on Housewives, like...
We're super behind,
and we're going to catch up on Housewives because we're going to run it down next week. Next week, we're going to do show recaps.
It's promised.
Next week, we're doing show recaps. But jaw dropping moment of the week.
Okay, let me tell you something. This one really hurt me.
Jaw dropping.
Yeah, like my heart dropped. Not even my jaw. My heart dropped.
I'm hot too,
but I'm not wearing a shirt under this, so I don't want to flash you.
But I'm like, my whole thing is like, what is going on?
Oh, it's because my room be cozy.
Okay, but like,
¿Tú quieres abrir la ventana, mi amor? Te la abro la ventana.
Can you open a window? Because I'm so hot.
It's because it's just the rundown.
It's just the rundown?
Yeah. It's literally the rundown.
No, it got a little too hot.
It's so intense in here. Okay, so I'm going to speak on behalf of everybody when I say this, but we really, like, it sucks to say, but we didn't know what we had until we lost, Nipsey Hussle. So I'm not really going to go too much into it because I don't want to get emotional, but that's the jaw-dropping moment of the week.
Nipsey's death.
And, yeah, and I just want to, like, I want to take this in a way as a moment to, like, inspire ourselves. And to, like, spread his energy, spread his purpose, and actually what he did. And
moment of silence for Nipsey.
Yeah. We shouldn't just, like, let this discourage us. Everybody's angry. And I know there was, like, a lot of, like, conspiracy theories out there. But at the end of the day, we should just celebrate his legacy. And we should run with that. Not with the anger that we all feel at the moment. And asshole of the week, I'm going to combine it with cackle of the week.
Cackle of the week and asshole of the week goes to the same person because they were just on a roll.
Yeah, so it's going to go to 50 Cent.
Of course, 25 Cent.
Yeah, because...
I'm lowering his value.
Everybody knows he's a fucking asshole. Everybody knows it. So, okay, so he made a post on Instagram like every other celebrity that respecting Nipsey Hussle. But the thing was that when he... Okay, so 50 Cent posted a picture of himself. And the caption goes, "To Nipsey's real friends and family, I send my sincere condolences. I'm sorry for your loss. God bless."
A picture of himself.
Like, okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks. Like,
oh my God, that's a great picture of you and Nipsey.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to have it. I'm gonna say it was the cackle of the week because it was pretty funny.
It was really funny, the fact that he's so self-centered.
He's so serious about it, too. Like, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry for your condolences.
Oh, my God, that is so fucked up. Yeah. Like, he posted a picture of himself trying to share his condolences to someone that died.
Like, okay, you look good, but that's what you got your Instagram for. Like, dedicate this post to this one person.
I can't. We're adding a new segment to this week. We're doing, like, favorites that we're loving this week. Right now, I'm reading this book by Shonda Rhimes, the creator of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. Ooh. She has this book called Year of Jess. It was actually recommended to me by one of our sisters. But, yeah, it's a really great book where she says that for a whole entire year, she challenged herself to say yes to new opportunities and everything that came knocking on the door. Because she felt like she was very closed off and she was very scared to embark on new adventures.
Wow, I feel like I've definitely heard of this before.
So, she for a whole year, she went and said yes to a lot of great... So, I'm really loving that. I'm really loving that right now.
Great. So, what's your favorite part about the book right now?
The favorite part about the book right now is when she's talking about, like, her career and how sometimes, like, there's certain things that she wouldn't have done in her career, but because she was challenging herself to accept and approve new things, that she did it, and she's actually grateful that she did it because it kind of, like, built up to who she is now. That's so, like, beautiful. She, like, looks back and she's like, probably, like, if I would have been, like, my arrogant self, I probably wouldn't have done this, which then wouldn't have led me here, which then wouldn't have opened this door. So I'm, like, kind of, like, she's, like, I'm kind of, like, glad that, like, I did what I did and I, like...
And the fact that she wrote a whole book about it,
yeah,
attests to,
and it's really good. Like, I listen to it while I'm on my way on the train or something. Like, it's really good.
That's good. Okay, so my weekly favorite, I'm gonna give it to Jordan Peele's movie Us. There's kind of like,
I need to watch it.
Yeah, there's kind of like, some people didn't think it was that good.
There's like a divide in society.
There's a divide, but I feel like he executed his vision. I feel like there were great symbolism aspects into it, because afterwards, well, I know that I wanted to watch the movie again and like look more into it, because there were just certain things going on.
It was a lot
that you could tell that it was like metaphors and symbolism, because he did a lot of that in Get Out. And I feel like, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I think it's worth watching, and you should like decide for yourself whether you want to see it or not.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to let you know what I think.
Yeah, I like the fact that social media did not ruin it, because they was wilding with Get Out.
Oh, yeah, with Get Out. Yeah, I didn't even watch Get Out.
Yeah, there's was spoilers everywhere.
I didn't even watch
Get Out. There was spoilers everywhere. So definitely watch the movie if you got a chance. It's worth it.
Moving on to like my favorite app of the week, Credit Karma.
Credit Karma has an app,
and if you are a 21 to like 30, if you are If you have a credit score, you need to have this app. Yeah. Because it tells you your credit score. It tells you the things you need to do to bring up your credit score. It tells you the, how your credit score is going to get affected. It tells you your all of your accounts. It tells you all of your loan accounts. It tells you everything. And it's false when people say that if you check Credit Karma, you're gonna your credit score is going to go low. No. If you have the Credit Karma app, it's a soft, it's called soft inquiry, meaning that it's not going to affect your credit score.
Wow. Y'all hear this?
So please download this app. Please get serious. Yes. Get serious about your credit score, because it doesn't matter if you have $5,000 in the bank right now. If your credit score is a 300, you're poor.
Yes. What are you doing?
Financial freedom is having good credit.
Yes.
And I am not financially free right now, but I want to be financially free. So I'm really working on my credit. I'm like really serious about my credit
every college
right now.
Student should have this simply because we're in so much debt.
No, every college student really needs to start getting more serious about their credit. And like I speak about it to my friends, and they're like, "Oh my god, like yeah, you're like you're on some bullshit right now." Like yeah, like no, oh my god.
This
but
is
I'm
the
like,
first step to financial literacy.
Like I'm so serious. Like you really need to be serious about your credit, and you really need to like maintain good credit, because when an emergency happens, when you anything, you need good credit for it.
For everything.
So please go download the Credit Karma app. This is not sponsored.
This is like the GPA of your life.
Like,
get it together.
This is literally the GPA of my life, and right now I'm failing all my classes.
Oh my god.
So let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Moving on to quote of the week. I'm not giving a quote today. I'm giving a powerful statement that I need you to listen to.
I'm listening.
All my listeners, before we leave, I'm gonna leave you with this powerful statement, because we wanna inspire. Here are the run that we inspire.
We inspire, we motivate. That's what we're here for.
To all of our runners that are listening. You are the only one responsible for your happiness and healing. Yes, you have been pushed down, but it is up to you to get back up and push forward. Don't stay stuck because you think life is unfair. Level up by taking control. You have what it takes to create the experience you want. Don't let a few shakeups stop your step up to the top.
With that being said.
In that order.
It's time to level up.
It's time to level up, and it's mm-hmm. time to just follow your dreams, do what you gotta do, and if there's anybody that is standing in your way,
it's you.
Te boté.
It's you. Stop that. Mm-hmm.
With that said, thank you for taking your time out of your day to listening to us once again every week to the rundown, and I love it too.
I really enjoy doing this. Even if we might not get that many listeners at the moment, I really have a good time like making this happen.
I have a good
because
time.
Because we're very passionate about this.
I have a good time preparing the script. I have a good time looking up stories. I have a good time just like thinking about how we're going to make the rundown better.
Yeah.
As we go.
Yeah. And I love sharing energy with you.
Yeah. I love sharing and positivity, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, so make sure to follow the rundown on Instagram at the official rundown to stay updated throughout the week, and make sure to spread tons of love and positivity every day. 25-8, okay?
Stay blessed!
Mwah. We're gonna go eat now because we're hungry.